outskirts of Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco to Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco to Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco to Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco to Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco is the Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco is the Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco is the Union Town. We're gonna rise up.
Shut it down.
San Francisco is the Union Town. What do we want? Healthcare. When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Healthcare.
When do we want it?
Community, join me in asking for the companies like Twitter to not take sweetheart deals,
right.
But if they don't get it, I got an arrow to point to them, and I will.
Yay!
See my bow? See some of my Cupids that are with me today? We gonna show an example. I am glad that I have with me Supervisor David Campos. He cares about the city.
All right, thank you. SEIU in the house.
Yay!
Workers in the house.
Yay!
So when I say whose city, we're gonna say our city. Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
The problem in San Francisco is that for the last few years, it seems like this city has not really been a city that protects working people. It is a city that is giving sweetheart deals to these big corporations. Now, as was said earlier, you know, we're not here against Twitter. We want Twitter to be here. We welcome the workers that are part of our community. But all we're asking is for Twitter and these big corporations to pay their fair share.
Yeah!
Now, when was the last time that you as a worker got a tax break from room 200 in City Hall?
No!
When was the last time
Never.
That you, small business owner, got a tax break out of City Hall?
Never!
It is time that we start taking care of working people, the people that actually make this city go around.
Yeah.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
I also want to talk about healthcare, because the healthcare costs in California have more than doubled in the last few years.
Yeah.
And let me ask you, as these healthcare executives are getting richer and richer,
yeah,
is the quality of healthcare improving?
No. Yeah.
Are we as workers getting better treatment from our institutions?
No!
We need to contain healthcare costs. And we are here to say enough is enough. Whose city?
Our city!
Whose city?
Our city!
Workers in San Francisco are taking this city back. This is the city of St. Francis. It belongs to all of us, not just the corporations. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Supervisor Campos. I want to make sure all of you, sign our card that we want to give to Twitter and the workers. Make sure you sign it right here. Put your John Hancock on it. We also, as we said, with the city, who care about the city, we also have Supervisor Avalos, John Avalos here.
SEIU Tender One in the house. Thank you for your work in San Francisco. Thank you for making this city run. Thank you for enduring the hardships of being in this city and fighting for it. Your rally here today is part of changing how we do things in San Francisco. This city government, all too often, is giving away the store to major corporations in this city.
America's cup.
We all fall prey to corporation saying, we're going to leave San Francisco if we don't get our tax breaks. We're going to leave San Francisco if you don't shell out for us. And when it comes to health care costs, the city's laying over. We're talking with our health care corporations with our hat in our hand. We shouldn't be talking to the healthcare corporations with our hat in our hand. No. We are 30,000 strong city workers. Yeah. SEIU's 20,000 city workers. Yeah. That's power. Yeah. That's leverage. Yeah. We have a table where we can actually push over these corporations because we are a captive audience. They have to provide healthcare for us, and we have the ability to negotiate better costs and not just take what they give us and then pass that down on to the workers. Because the cost of living is getting higher and higher. Healthcare costs is another cost that's being passed down on to you, but we know it's food, it's transportation, it's housing. All of these things are taking away our buying power in this city. It's when we have rallies like this, we come out in the street and fight what we want, well, we can make change. We have to make sure San Francisco Department of Human Resources negotiates better rates with the healthcare corporations. Yeah. And we have to fight for that. We have to fight for it. This union's strong when people participate, and this union's effective in getting our policy goals when we take the streets. So thank you for being here. I'll be marching with you on Twitter. Thanks.
All right, are we feeling ready to march? Got your marching shoes ready? I see some Cupids up the street. Follow them. Let's march to Twitter. Here we go. S-E-I-U.
S-E-I-U.
S-E-I-U. S-E-I-U. S-E-I-U. S-E-I-U, 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 S-E-I-U,
S-E-I-U,
S-E-I-U,
S-E-I-U,
When help is the
Supervisor Campos and Supervisor Benson and Supervisor Greeny, we voted against the Twitter tax break, the mid-market tax break. I voted against it because I knew what happened in 2000. We gave huge subsidies for big developers. When we get big subsidies for the dot-com industry, that we were going to see many, many San Franciscans get displaced in this city. We were going to see the heart of San Francisco get taken out of the city and replaced by new people who don't have a connection, a long-term connection to the city, who actually make it their playground, but don't contribute the way they really need to make this city the vibrant place it is.
Right. Yeah.
This morning, I was coming in on BART with a friend of mine, Abigail Trilling, who works at Legal Services for Children. They're right there, a block away, and they're concerned that they won't be able to afford to live here anymore or have their office space here anymore in San Francisco. This is Legal Services for Children. They provide help for young people to make their way in the most cruelest environments, don't have good support at home, can't find services in their schools in the city, and help them find legal pathways to be able to stay here in San Francisco. They are struggling to be here in this city. Incredible that we would actually approve a tax break for Twitter and take out great services like Legal Services for Children. How can we do that? And let me give a symbol of what's happening in this city. We can see it right here in this block. I like architecture. I like beautiful buildings like this. This is a beautiful building, the way it's put together, the craftsmanship that's been put in this building, the beauty you have in this facade. Now we have this schlocky corporate symbol of Twitter tacked onto the side of the building saying, we are taking over this block, we are taking over the city, we're gonna take out the culture, the art, the history, the heart of this place, and put our tacky little sign on there. And then, no farther than that, we're gonna get this place replaced by better corporate businesses and take out the long-serving, neighborhood-serving businesses like Legal Services for Children, like Ananda Fuara, like all these other places that don't belong here anymore. That's what that symbol says. That's what it says when it's tapped on a beautiful building like this. Are we gonna stand for that in San Francisco? We are not, thank you.
So thank
Thank you, Supervisor John Avalos. Now I want to invite up another supervisor friend of ours who has stood with us through thick and thin, and that's Supervisor David Campos.
Thank you, SEIU. SEIU in the house. Let me say this, that I'm not here to vilify Twitter or the Twitter workers. We are a welcoming city, but all we're saying is that, like the rest of us, we want Twitter to pay its fair share. I don't know of a single worker who gets a tax break from this city hall, so why did Twitter do that? I know many people in the tech community who are saying that they want to pay their fair share too.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, we have, and I've been criticized for talking about a tale of two cities. There is so much wealth, so much prosperity, but the bulk of us, we're not benefiting from that wealth. And we are sending a message that San Francisco was built by working people, and San Francisco has to work for working people. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe that if you're an SEIU worker working at SF General, that it's not too much to ask that you be able to afford to live in this city.
That's right.
Do you think it's too much to ask to live in San Francisco if you work here? We want our policymakers to prioritize working people, middle-income people, and we want these companies to understand that if they're coming to San Francisco, they have to contribute to their community. So we are here to say we want to get rid of the Twitter tax break. Do you want to get rid of the Twitter tax break? Now again, I asked you earlier, whose city is this?
Our city!
Whose city?
Our city!
Whose city?
Our city!
It's our city, let's take it back. Thank you.
Now I want to quickly introduce you to our Vice President of San Francisco, Larry Bradshaw, who's a paramedic, and also Renita Mason from the Housing Authority. Because guess what? Our healthcare system and our housing system are under attack for privatization, and that means moving us out, downgrading the wages, and moving out the public services. So we need to stand up with our brothers and sisters in this fight.
Stand up, fight back!
Hello everyone, I've been a long time employee of the San Francisco Housing Authority, so I've helped the most vulnerable residents in San Francisco. Recently, City Hall has decided to privatize the San Francisco Housing Authority. So what they're doing is they're pushing out all of our families. As the rent and the cost of living skyrockets, they're continuing pushing out our most vulnerable residents. So, boo! The San Francisco House Authority has always helped a lot of our residents. So they're pushing them out. They're going to displace our residents. Our African-American population is already down to 8%. So I guess they want us to be like Twitter, down to 1%. So well, we want to make sure we don't need to look for an example of sweetheart deal. City Hall is planning to privatize the Housing Authority. The developers and the other nonprofits, the ones that are making big bucks, they're saying they're nonprofit. We know they're for profit for sure. Thank you very much.
All right, happy almost Valentine's Day. So, as all the speakers have talked about, this is quickly becoming a tale of two cities. Just like the Dickens novel, there's one city for working people who are struggling hard to survive on a city paycheck. More and more of us are being forced to leave every year and leave the city we love and go live somewhere else. On the other hand, we have this growing aristocracy of the wealthy in the city. This corporation, Twitter, raised $2 billion on the stock market in November of last year. $2 billion. Their stock has increased 47% since November. Yet they say they are too poor to pay taxes. Meanwhile, we have corporations like Sutter, who made profits of $734 million last year, and they want to raise your health care premiums this year. Kaiser has profits of 5% more over revenues of $2.6 billion this year. These three corporations are all billion-dollar corporations. What they have in common is they are all claiming they are too broke to pay their bills, and they need your money to make ends meet. The city wants to reach into your paycheck every payday, take out more money for Blue Shield and Kaiser, have you pay for their super profits. Are we gonna accept that?
No!
So we're here today to tell Twitter, pay your taxes, Twitter. We're here to tell City Hall, stop these giveaways to billion-dollar corporations, be it Sutter, be it Kaiser, be it Twitter. But let's be clear, this is not about tech workers. We're not here to demonize tech workers. We love techies. We have Valentine's candy for any techies in the audience. Blow them a kiss. What this is about? This is about stopping the giveaways to the CEOs of billion-dollar corporations. Make them pay their fair share. So, we know you're on your lunch break. You have to get back to work. Go back. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your neighbors tonight. But most importantly, tweet everyone you know. Twitter's tax breaks are causing heartaches for this city. Thank you all for coming out.
So one last chance as we're leaving. Healthcare, not sweetheart deals. Healthcare, not sweetheart deals. They're like light and not gonna cause harm, don't worry. For love, and here we have chocolates for the tech workers. We know you pay your taxes like we do. It's your bosses that don't. And so I just wanna announce the next fight that we have coming up on the 20th at noon at Civic Center. Some of our sisters and brothers in the courts are being bullied. People are being sent home, people are being bullied, people are being harassed and humiliated at work, and we're gonna stand up, we're not gonna tolerate that. So please join us on February 20th at noon at Civic Center, right outside the court. And we're gonna be back here on March 19th at noon at City Hall. That's our next big rally for healthcare, okay, everybody? All right, City Hall!